Making a statement can be with words, actions, or even jewelry. And Baltimore's mayor knows how to make a statement.
I noticed, you know, growing up, you know, women, didn't matter what color you were, you know, what socioeconomic class you were in, everybody and women in Baltimore like bling. They like their hair teased up to heaven and like the bling.
Stephanie Rawlings Blake is wearing the bling these days. The statement pieces around her neck come in all shapes, colors, sizes, and funky designs. The mayor says having on accessories makes her feel complete.
I think when you get older, you know, your style gets more, you know, code word sophisticated. But I still like to jazz it up. So my answer to that was statement necklaces. So I get to be older, but still have a little fun.
The mayor brought some of her favorite statement pieces to City Hall one day.
I like this one because it's a little play on the eagle theme and patriotism, but with the pop of the spring colors that I really like. This was my birthday necklace. I was very happy to get, this was my treat to myself for my birthday. I love, you know, a lot of bling, and the rainbow theme is really nice.
I call her my co-curator of the jewelry collection in the shop. And you're right, she does love those statement pieces. And again, with the philosophy of the store, I think it lets that inner strength out.
That's Ted Frankel, owner of the Sideshow store here at the American Visionary Museum, where the mayor, who really didn't want to give it up to me, gets most of her jewelry. Sideshow has all sorts of interesting pieces, and the jewelry goes from $3 to $48.
I call a frugalista, so I love to look like $1 million, but to cost $10. So I am, I'm very, very frugal.
And do each of them represent a different Stephanie Rawlings Blake when she gets up in the morning?
You know, it's funny that you should say that. Madeline Albright has a book about the message in the pins that she wears. And I sort of feel that the same way about accessories. You know, you want to arm yourself for the day.
I think when I've seen her in public and people comment on her jewelry, she's happy to talk about it because it's something that's not really political. It doesn't have two sides. It's just something fun that she's wearing, and it allows her to open up and show her inner child or her inner spirit.
When the mayor wakes up each day, she says she makes a decision on what she wants to accessorize with and which necklace she'll put on. And when it comes to the bling, some of the jewelry, she says, can even give her strength.
Sometimes I will choose, like I have this really funky eagle necklace that I like to wear if I'm feeling particularly patriotic or want to just, you know, the people I'm sure don't know, like, this is my intimidation necklace. You know, they don't know that. So it's just my little, you know, the little thing I carry with me.
You know, whether it's a special occasion or people decide they don't want to wear their fancy earrings, they want the visual direction to go on their neck and their chest.
I don't know if it's helped my career. It's helped me because I get to, there's in this life where you're living under a microscope, you have to give up so much of yourself. You know, people see you cutting up, you know, you don't get that latitude. You know, people are very, very critical. So to be able to hold on to a piece of me with my accessories and my self-expression, it really helps my spirit.
At City Hall, Ann Kramer, WBAL and WBAL.com.